So we're beginning the chapter. Please repeat after me. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Abhayam Sattva Sang Shuddhir. Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti. Dhanandamas Chayagyascha. Svadhyaya Stapa Arjavam. Ahimsa Satyam Akrodas. Tyaga Shantir Apaishunam. Daya Bhuteshvalo Luptvang. Mardavam Hrir Achapalam. Tejaksham Madhriti Saucham. Adroho Nati Manita. Bhavanti Sampadang Daivim. Abhijatasya Bharata. Please repeat the synonyms. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Abhayam, fearlessness, Sattva Sang Shuddhi, purification of one's existence, Jnana, in knowledge, Yoga, of linking up, Vyavastiti, the situation, Dhanam, charity, Dhamma, controlling the mind, Cha, and Yajna, performance of sacrifice, Cha, and Swadhyaya, study of Vedic literature. This is a point that Kamlesh preaches himself. Study of Vedic literature. Tapa, austerity. Arjavam, simplicity. Ahimsa, nonviolence. But not for Arjuna at this point. Krishna does not want Arjuna to be ahimsa at the time of Bhagavad Gita. Yes. No ahimsa for Arjuna. Satyam, truthfulness. Akrodha, freedom from anger. Tyaga, renunciation. Shantihi, tranquility. Apaishunam, aversion to fault finding. Doya, mercy. This is another big Kamlesh preaching point. One should be merciful. Bhuteshu, towards all living entities. Alolapvam, freedom from greed. But back in the 80s, 90s, there was that big movie, Wall Street. And the key line of the movie, greed is good. Just see how the demons preach in their movies. Yes, that's how you have to be in the demon world. Yes. Okay. Mardavam, gentleness. Krish, modesty. That we don't see now since the 60s. Modesty has been going out the door. In the way people dress, they're not modest. Go to the beach. You can't look. There's no modesty. No, that's not modesty. That's modernity. No, modesty means that one does not present and dress and look in such a way as to call attention to oneself. Modest. Covered. Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, why Narada cursed Nala Kuvara and Mani Griva. They were intoxicated and they were naked. The young damsels, at least when they saw Narada, immediately covered themselves. That's modesty. But Nala Kuvara and Mani Griva were so intoxicated, they were before Narada naked. No modesty. You know what modesty is. Yes. Now, there's no modesty. The fashions, everything, is how to become unmodest. And Kamlesh will tell you, one of the big problems with Bollywood is this point of modesty. And the television, the movies, they want to show more skin. More. They have this phrase, push the envelope. So on the TVs and the movies, they're saying, okay, now we're going to make it even more demoniac. Am I right or wrong? Right? Achapalam. A determination. Teja. Vigor. Kshama. Forgiveness. Vritti. Fortitude. Saucham. Cleanliness. Adroha. Freedom from envy. Na. Not. Atimanita. Expectation of honor. And this also in the realm of religion, that I should not go to temple and do religious things so that everyone will say, oh, he gave nice big donation and everybody claps and everybody recognizes me and I have to have the mic. You know what I'm talking about. I know, that's why I'm bringing his point out. Yes, expectation of honor. Bhavanti are sambadam, the qualities, daivim, the transcendental nature, abhijatasya, of one who is born of. Now this is significant because the question will come, wait a second, I thought you said that nobody is born this and that. Yes and no. This point that Krishna is making, everybody is taking birth according to their past karma. So from one angle of vision, people are born with certain natures. That is true, because this is not our first birth. So we have been building a certain consciousness, and you are placed in a certain body, certain family, a certain situation, and with a certain nature. For instance, Indra and the demigods captured Prahlad's mother when he was in the womb because they thought, oh, he's the son of Hiranyakashipu. He must be taking birth because Hiranyakashipu is a demon. That child must also be a demon. But Narada said, no. This is an exception. This child is not being born in this family because he has a demoniac nature. This is a special child. But it is a fact. You are born in certain situations due to your past karma, like your boys. Your boys took birth in your family. One reason, you and your wife, very pious, right? So these two boys must also be of a similar nature from their past. You didn't get something else, something odd. Yes, exactly. Krishna puts different souls And that's why the moment of conception is very important. This is explained by Prabhupada in Bhagavatam. Why Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha took birth from Kashyapa and Diti? Because the act was illicit. The conjugation was illicit. And Kashyapa told her after the act, because you forced this, and we did it at the inauspicious time, sunset, therefore your child is going to have this nature and this, and that's exactly what happened. The first two demons were born because of illicit sex. So the moment of conception determines what kind of soul is placed in that womb. Nowadays, nobody does Garbhadhan Samskar, and they're having conjugation intoxicated, so what kind of child they're going to get? Yes. So what kind of child can you expect? Prahlad? No. Varna Sankara. Yes. Last word. Bharata, O son of Bharat. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity, simplicity, nonviolence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility. Just like when I go to Latin America, they use this word, tranquilo, Prabhu, tranquilo. That means calm down. Don't get all agitated. Tranquilo. Aversion to fault finding. Compassion for all living entities. Freedom from covetousness. Gentleness. That freedom from covetousness. In America, they have this phrase, keeping up with the Joneses. In other words, in the material world, oh, look, they got a new car. So the wife will go to I want new car. That's called keeping up with the Joneses. Right? That's covetousness. He got that? I'm better than him. I should have better car. Yes. But that's different. It was for what? Preaching. Yes, but it's transcendental. Their house. Yes, your pro. Everybody loves. And by the way, when are we doing his? Where is he going? What are you going to Dallas for? Oh. Anyway. Okay. Let's continue. Jai. All right. Where did we leave off? Yes. Compassion for all living entities. Freedom from covetousness. Gentleness. Yes, that's the sign of Brahman. In chapter 5, Vidya Vinaya Sampane, that the humble, gentle Brahman, right? Not like some Brahmins, they're very angry. No, Brahman should be gentle. Modesty, steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, and freedom from envy and from the passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharat, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. Yes, Kamlesh Ji. Yes. Yes. No. Otherwise, yes, you can change them. It's hard. They have to, such a person would have to take that nature and use it to serve Krishna. But at least they became a devotee. So, there was a time when they were not devotee. So definitely they get credit for at least trying. Yes, the idea is you're trying. Even Kaliya, when after Kaliya was punished by Krishna, Kaliya said the same thing. He said, by nature, I have this body, and by nature I'm envious, being a serpent. But still, if you surrender to Krishna and you agreed to abide by Krishna's instructions, that nature can be changed. I guess the best example would be Narada Muni and the hunter. Because the hunter told Narada, this is how I was trained by my father. But by Narada's presence, the hunter changed his mind and then became a great saint. So, yes, I would agree with you. It is difficult. But if you surrender and you apply yourself to the instructions of Guru and Krishna, yes. Yes. Yes, Prabhu. Never mind. That's right. Private class. Look. Hare Krishna. Jai. Okay. So let's look at the purport. We're in chapter 16 of the Bhagavad Gita. Beginning the purport. Srila Prabhupada ki. In the beginning of the 15th chapter, the banyan tree of this material world was explained. The extra roots coming out of it were compared to the activities of the living entities, some auspicious, some inauspicious. In the ninth chapter also, the devas, or godly, and the asuras, the ungodly, or demons, were explained. Now, according to Vedic rites, activities in the mode of goodness are considered auspicious for progress on the path of liberation, and such activities are known as daivi prakriti, transcendental by nature. Those who are situated in the transcendental nature make progress on the path of liberation. For those who are acting in the modes of passion and ignorance, on the other hand, there is no possibility of liberation. So, Kamlesh, if one agrees, regardless of their nature, if one agrees to act according to the mode of goodness, then that nature can become purified. Yes, it is going to be difficult, but it's not impossible. It's a question of, are you willing to become trained? That's why we have teachers, spiritual masters, and the surrendering process. You agree to be trained, or we could say reprogrammed. Let's continue. For those who are acting in the modes of passion and ignorance, on the other hand, there is no possibility of liberation. Either they will have to remain in this material world as human beings, or they will descend among the species of animals or even lower life forms. So those in the mode of passion, We learned in chapter 14, come back as human beings, and those who act in the mode of ignorance, they go down to the lower life forms. In this 16th chapter, the Lord explains both the transcendental nature and its attendant qualities, and the demoniac nature and its qualities. He also explains the advantages and disadvantages of these qualities. The word abhijatasya, in reference to one born of transcendental qualities or godly tendencies, is very significant. To beget a child in a godly atmosphere is known in the Vedic scriptures as garbhadhana sanskar. If the parents want a child in the godly qualities, they should follow the 10 principles recommended for the social life of the human being. In Bhagavad Gita, we have studied also before that sex life for begetting a good child is Krishna himself. Sex life is not condemned, provided the process is used in Krishna consciousness. Even, by the way, Bhakti Siddhanta used to say, if I could produce a Krishna conscious child, I would have had 100 children. But I guess he didn't feel himself out of humility. Therefore, he remained Naishtika Brahmachari. But he used to say like that, that if I could, he was teaching an example. And that's what's being stated here. Those who are in Krishna consciousness at least should not beget children like cats and dogs, but should beget them so that they may become Krishna conscious after birth. That should be the advantage of children born of a father and mother absorbed in Krishna consciousness. The social institution known as Varnashram Dharma, the institution dividing society into four divisions of spiritual life and four occupational divisions or castes, is not meant to divide human society according to birth. Such divisions are in terms of educational qualifications. They are to keep the society in a state of peace and prosperity. The qualities mentioned herein are explained as transcendental qualities meant for making a person progress in spiritual understanding, so that he can get liberated from the material world. In the Varnashram institution, the sannyasi, or the person in the renounced order of life, is considered to be the head or the spiritual master of all the social statuses and orders. A brahmana is considered to be the spiritual master of the three other successions of society, namely the kshatriyas, the vaishyas, and the sudras. But a sannyasi, who is on the top of the institution, is considered to be the spiritual master of the brahmanas also. For a sannyasi, the first qualification should be fearlessness. Because a sannyasi has to be alone without any support or guarantee of support. Prabhupada, by himself, got on the boat and struggled here in New York for almost 1 year. No help. So Prabhupada proved he was a bona fide, yes? It says, listen carefully to the word Prabhupada used. He said, let's go back. Okay? educational qualifications. So, if you, that's what I was saying before, if you agree to be trained in a certain way, then you're qualified. Yes, but we already discussed this. You may be born in a certain nature, but if you surrender and submit, you can transcend that. Yes, it's difficult, but not impossible. Okay, in Kali Yuga, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, everybody is more or less Shudra, but they still have their particular nature, or bad nature, okay? So there's several factors going on. So, and again, the point is, whatever your nature is, good or bad, if you surrender, you can learn to use that nature and it can become Krishna conscious. Regardless. Hanuman had, you could say, the nature of a vanara, a monkey. And with that nature, did he not serve Lord Ramachandra? And then earlier before you came, I gave the example of Magrari the hunter. By nature, he was a hunter, but he surrendered to Narada, and he learned how to transcend that nature. I would say, not in every case, it depends. Yeah, in my case, for sure. But see, everybody is, you know, it's a mixture. You know, you have good things, and you have bad things also. Especially in Kali Yuga, everybody is like mixed. And especially if you get into the wrong crowd, the wrong association, then those bad things can overcome your good things. Something I always stress all the time. Stay in good association. Just like you were telling me a couple of months ago, why you're going to do certain things with Hiran, right? Because you were pointing out, we're not going to name any names, right? But I remember you explaining how such and such, they didn't turn out right. Why? So you said you were going to keep him home, remember? And I was thinking about, that's a very good idea, because then he will still have devotee association. Right. Okay. You won't change at all. There's no training. Yes, you need training. What, even why are we sending our children to university? To get some training. To get training. Your daughter is not going to become a dentist or whatever unless she's trained. She's not born a dentist or a doctor. No, but that's the point. You learned computers, right? Did you have to go through some training? Yeah. Training is required. So in ISKCON, Prabhupada is trying to train how to make brahmanas. That's his intention. How to create some brahmanas. Because Prabhupada's focus is, problem with human society is there's no head. There's no leadership. So Prabhupada created ISKCON so that there would be some head in society. And the whole basis is his books and his temples. in the pujari room, did you not have to be trained? Right? There's training. You just didn't go up there and start doing artik or dressing the... There's a training. There's training. Rohan, where is Nimai Charan? And where is his son? Well, whoever is hiding in the back should come and be trained. No more hiding in the back. Come and be trained. All right. We okay? All right. So we left off. Okay, we're talking about, yes, the sannyasa. Let's start that again, that paragraph. Okay, everybody chant for a second, everybody.